Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. What a conversation tonight we got. I'm going to get into some things people have told me because I think we need to reestablish what that statue in New York means. Three-time Olympian Lola Jones said Monday that Olympians' protests are not they're like an unwelcome distraction. Many of us are that the people that watch the games are wanting to get away, and we're the laughingstock of the world. Jen Psaki tried to explain Biden administration's changing position on mask mandates back and forth. You know, Dr. Fauci is one of the big ones. Well, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. Now you do, then you don't. When you're around kids, you should wear a mask, but now you shouldn't, then you should. You can't make this stuff up. Pelosi's January 6th political stunt got crushed by the CDC announcement regarding masks. I don't know, like, anyone cares about? Oh, wow. I'm going to get into all kinds of stuff. Some people tell me stuff about vaccines and all kinds of stuff. This is the worst start to the any administration in our history. Jim Jordan, well, they're doing exactly what Venezuela. Yeah, with Venezuela, we're doing exactly what they did. You know, and how BLM is silent, you know? Like, where's Biden on, who spoke up for BLM, where's he on this Free Cuba movement? I'm going to get into this right now. This is your verse of the day.
...and pastor at Manna House Church. Micah 7:18 says this. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. You see, this chapter was written by a prophet. He was beckoning the people of God to repent and turn from the sin that they had entered into, that God doesn't want to stay in a position of anger towards them. But could it be that even in this moment of anger, this actually could be another form of love? I think about my own kids, and they know they're not supposed to cross the street without me. And the moment that I see them begin to cross the street, my reaction isn't one of compassion or gentleness. My reaction is shock and anger and quickly come back here and see my response isn't just for me. It's for their benefit. Mm-hmm. We see that the prophet Micah, he's talking about the awe of God, the very fact that you and I could repent, that we could turn from our sins, and as we do that, that God, there's nobody else like him, that God begins to pardon and pass over our sin.
Think about that. And there's a little explanation there. It's on the Bible app, so if you got the Bible app. Now when they do like the verse of the day, someone reads it and they'll do like a minute or 2 minute explanation. So think about that. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to get into this because this is, you know, I think we need to change the name of something because I don't think people understand the statue in New York State, the Statue of Liberty. I think we need to change it to the Statue of Freedom because I don't think people understand what liberty means. Because I was on a thread and, you know, there's, it's, you know, like they're like in California, they're going to start mandating that you have to get the vaccine, no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, and like they're trying, that there's talk that if you're a government employee, you're going to have to get the vaccine no matter what. And there are people in the comments that are kind of like, really, like, just shut up and get the damn vaccine already. Like, don't worry, because the FDA is going to approve this vaccine within probably eight weeks or less. And as soon as they do, they're going to start mandating it. And you're going to have to get the damn vaccine to just get it now. I can't believe. And they just have this, like, shut up and get the vaccine. Just shut up and take it. How dare you go without the vaccine? I can't believe you. Like, I'm all for them I'm glad you got the vaccine. I don't believe in it. I don't trust it. And this is coming from the same administration that was panicking us, trying to panic us. These people weren't really Trump. But I've said this before. I truly believe that there were tons of people around Trump that were getting him to do stuff that he would never do. In every pandemic in history, we quarantine the people that are sick, not the people that aren't, and we just keep going. And then in the society we live in now, it's the other way around. You all need to stay home and lock down, and these COVID unemployment benefits that they had, now get why would they? People to work, because they're getting more in unemployment than they are working. Why would you want? But then, like I said on the program a couple times, a guy I know, he was at Walmart, not shopping, just kicking it, walking around. Around this time last year, it's not safe. It's not safe to go back, because he was getting more unemployed than he was if he was working. I can't do it. It's not safe. Oh, it's not safe to go back to work, but you're at Walmart. And it's not like you have a grocery cart, and you're like, oh, wow, they got toilet paper. Thank God. They got sanitizer. Oh, I got some Clorox wipes. No, it was just kicking it with his friends, hanging out, having a good old jolly time. That's safe to do that, but it's not safe to work. See, the majority of people, not necessarily me, but kind of me, the reason why they won't get the vaccine is every time you turn around, it's a liberal thing. Every time you turn around, they change their stance on something. If the government has any hand in this vaccine, why would you want it? When, how long have they been trying to get a wall at the border? The wall is closed to Canada. And I think to go in, if you're going somewhere, you have to get from point A in America to point B in Canada, and then you have to, like, quarantine for 14 days, whatever, and it's very strict. They're just not letting anyone in. And that's even very hard to do. Like, guess what? We've tried to get a border wall for how long? Bush was like, here you go, Obama. We're having problems with the VA. Fix it. And it was never getting, nothing gets done. Since, like, Carter, they were trying to put something at the wall, at the border. Nothing. But then you have the same people that, like, panicking people to get crap loads of toilet paper and fear-mongering are the same bloody people that are, well, you don't, everyone needs to get vaccinated so we can get back to normal. Now, well, not really back to normal, because, hey, see, if you're vaccinated, you still need to, actually, once you're vaccinated, now you need, well, we think you need to wear a mask, because even though you're vaccinated, you can, with the new Delta 9 variants and this and that, and they keep changing, none of the data supports half the crap. They keep flip-flopping back and forth. Well, you should wear, should I wear a mask if I'm vaccinated? Should I not? If I have to do all this stuff, then what's the point of the vaccine? I might as well just stay at home and collect a check from the government. No, I'm living my life. I put my faith in God. Faith over fear. But you get these people that, like, they're going to mandate them. They're going to, once this vaccine gets FDA approval, they're going to 100, you're going to be forced to get it over my dead body. You know, there's a thing called the Statue of Liberty. It's called freedom. Yeah, the whole point of July 4, 1776 is we were free. So we didn't have a tyrannical government telling us what we could and couldn't do. You're going to pay taxes to the king? I don't think so. Not today. Get behind me there, King Satan. Get behind me. I don't care. That's the problem. Well, it's just a penny tax. Come on, buddy. It's just a penny tax. Come on. That's how they get you. They get you to accept something minuscule. It's just a penny. And it's just like those coin clubs. Bring home. For $4, you get these, and it's a great deal. Because you get, oh, look at these coins for $4. And then you're locked into a club that you have to call and cancel. And then every month, a lot of people don't realize, and then what are these? And then you call them up, oh, yeah, you're in a coin club now. Like, every month we send you coins, and if you don't like them, you have to pay to send them back, and it's a sham. Like these exercise equipment. $19.95 for this weight equipment or workout equipment or whatever. And that's just to get it in your door because 99.999% of the people will never send it back. Even if you don't use it, you'll just end up paying for it anyways. So that $19 to get it to you, end up paying the $300, whatever it costs, because it's the pain in the ass to have it shipped. That's how they get you. That's what they're doing here. It don't make no sense. Do I wear a mask? Do I not? I mean, if you take the vaccine and you still have to do everything you did before vaccination, then why would you get the vaccine? Nothing makes sense. That's why a lot of people, wait a minute, 2 and 2 equal 4. But then when you had, I never understood why when the vaccine rolled out, they got photos and videos of people. Here's the first person getting the vaccine. I'm like, who cares? So what? Like, what are you trying to prove by showcasing people getting the vaccine? Like, are you that panicked that no one's going to take the vaccine because they're not seeing anywhere near a pandemic like you're trying to portray? No, hear me out, folks. I'm not downing anyone that's died from COVID. I'm not downing it. But then, you know, you're basically crapping on anyone if you get behind the wheel because there are people who have died behind the car. People have been killed in automobile crashes. Since they've been killed in automobile crashes, guess what, folks? You shouldn't be driving a vehicle because you're celebrating native casualties by, you should be, hey, since people are dying behind the wheel of a car, I will never be in a car, ride in a car, or drive a car. Nope. I will walk everywhere I'm going. That means I'm talking buses, anything. Well, people have died on planes too, so. And you're an inconsiderate a-hole if you're in a plane. How can you fly in a plane knowing that millions of people have died in plane crashes? Are you kidding me? Are you inconsiderate? Do you not have a care for the feelings of the people who lost loved ones in plane crashes? That's what they try to do with COVID. How dare you celebrate Thanksgiving? You're having a super spreader in it. You need to stay at home because you're super spreaders. One person's going to have COVID and they're going to spread it and you're going to get millions and millions and millions and hundreds of billions of people. They're all going to die. And it's all your fault and the blood's going to be on your hands. How dare you celebrate Thanksgiving? I celebrate Christmas. I'll do whatever the heck I want to because I have freedom. Guaranteed by July 4th, 1776, when we told a giant country called Britain where to put it. Now you get people, come on, it's just a background check for guns, come on. And that's all they want, because once the background check, once one person dies, well, that ain't enough. We need more and more and more. And before you know it, that little bit of, that Second Amendment right that's guaranteed under the Constitution forever, all of a sudden isn't forever anymore, because what the heck happened? All we did, I okayed a background check. I was okay with a penny tax, not my whole paycheck and a bill coming to me. What the heck? I was okay with paying a penny in taxes. Now I'm getting no paycheck, and then they send me a bill for the taxes that my paycheck didn't cover. What do I do? A Boston Tea Party is about ready to happen, folks. You know, like they had my mom was telling me about some Republican douchebag that basically was on Fox, and he's a rhino, and he's like, we have handed over everything. They have not handed over everything in Arizona for that forensic audit, folks. All the voting machines have not been handed over. They're refusing to hand over them. There's a subpoena, and they're refusing to hand that over. But guess what, folks? Don't worry. Everything's been handed over, and they don't have anything. Well, I voted for Trump, but Biden clearly won. There was no, and I guess in Arizona they're claiming that they can have no. There's only if you can take a pen and it bleeds through the paper, then it's not proper paper. They're trying to say that when Arizona you can have all different kinds of paper. No, he's making no sense. They have, the voting machines have not been handed over. They're refusing to do that. Now, I don't know, you know, I want to know how I can become a politician, because let me tell you, I need to become a Democrat politician, because then I can murder, rape, steal, do all kinds of illegal crap, and nothing will happen to me. And I just pray to God I'm not the one or two people that they take and set like an example for. I mean, when you see that I think the British Prime Minister, no, not the British Prime Minister, but like he's like the Prime Minister or whatever of like, he's like the head of Brazil, and he goes off on the media saying that they're the problem, they're the ones that's destroying the Brazilian family and the religion and all this stuff. And it's sad that we've gotten into an era where for thousands and thousands of years, whenever there's been a pandemic, people run to church. Not now. You need to stay home. Our pastor said it, and it's the truth. Stay home. I just don't really want to go to church. I'm just not feeling it today. They're going to have to do praise and worship without me today. And then the next week, it's like, man, I didn't know they still had Saved by the Bell on. Cool. And then it's 2 weeks. And then before you know it, you get out of routine where it's like, for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to get to church. I'm going to praise and worship. Let's go. I'm going to do this. I'm not ready. Okay, Melissa. I got to go, hon. I got to practice. We won't get there till like, I don't even know if we'll have time to get the live stream going before we got to start church. And how much? Thanks, honey. Love you, too. I do, man. You know, but it's like I like to get there early and warm up and get my fingers and the blood flowing and get Christ in me and get going. You know, I'm just like, okay. But it's like now it's, you're going to spread the virus. You need to stay home. How dare you? How dare you? I can't believe you're going to be some inconsiderate bastard and go to name church. And then when these places that are open and just going and doing and they're not completely locked down like New York or California and they have less death rates or like they try to make up some excuse. It's ridiculous. But Pelosi had a January 6th political stunt she was going to do because they're trying to push this political stunt. Because Joe Biden's CDC mask announcement overshadows Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission launch. I mean, not that anyone cares about January 6th, because there's actually videos that have been posted. Like I said before in this program a long time ago, those people are there, like remember those retro 35 millimeter cameras with like the 200, 400, like 1,000 speed film and all that, and they had like the little like thing that when you, like the winder kind of thing, you'd wind the film up, but then they had like another one that if you pull it back and let go, it would have like a 5-second timer. You get out in front and go chink, and it would take a photo, so you could be in front while, you know, there's like a delayed flash, so you can get in front of the camera. That's what those photos look like. There's people taking, oh yeah, that's right, they're taking, yeah, it's an insurrection, but they're sitting there taking selfies and photos, and police are letting them in, and oh, but it's, but they were there to do van damage. Let me tell you, if we the people were there, if that was an insurrection, we the people would actually done something. Not today. They're all taking selfies and everything, and a lot of those people have been held for trespassing. How can you trespass when they let you in? If I open up my door and let someone in, they're not trespassing. But that's just hilarious. Hey, my name is Nancy Pelosi, and I'm glad we're going to ask a Democrat commission to tell you what happened on January 6th. We're not going to, we know what happened. It was Trump and his supporters that were, they're going to take, they're in bed with China, and they're in bed with Russia and Putin, and we're going to stop that. And we're working on a dossier that we're typing up now that says exactly that, because we don't, you know, you can't see the evidence because the evidence doesn't support what I'm telling you, but what we're going to do is send this approach, I can do anything. And I know we're holding people without due process, but it don't matter. I'm not supposed to. We can do that stuff. Yeah, your Bill of Rights, your amendments, yeah, your freedoms, you don't have them because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And this Democratic Commission for January 6th is going to find these people in contempt because we know they did something. We know it. We know they did it because we made it up that they did it. Those fake videos that they doctored up was probably the police let them in. That didn't happen. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I mean, AOC knows. She was panicking. She was there. I mean, I know there's no proof that she was there, but I know she was there because I said she was. You have to believe me, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. That got overshadowed by the mask mandate from Joe Biden and all this bullcrap, because it's just hilarious, because people, I can't believe these people that are wearing masks have not seen the flip-flop 25 times of, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask, but yes, you do, now you do, now you don't. If you're, I'm sorry, but if the vaccine does what it should do, what a vaccine should do, you should not need to wear, you should be, you shouldn't, I shouldn't affect you. The only thing you should have to worry about is us getting infecting each other, but that won't happen because as soon as I get COVID, which I believe I've already had, guess what? I have antibodies. But then they try to say to anybody, like 2 weeks or a month or whatever, 2 months and 3 months or whatever, they keep changing. You have the flu antibodies forever. The problem is every year the flu changes. That's what the whole flu shot is. Yeah, they try to mimic the molecule so that when they inject you with the flu shot, it's supposedly your body learns how to fight it, therefore it can fight flu. But 9 times out of 10, they're not right. What's amazing is people act like, well, you get the flu shot, right? Nope. And like jaw drops when I tell them I'm not getting the vaccine. They're like, well, you get the flu shot, right? What's the difference? I'm like, nope. I love it when people sit there like, you like cucumbers? No. God, no. They're nasty. You eat pickles, right? I said, oh, ugh. You want to make me throw up in front of you or in the bathroom? Sorry. It's like they think they're going to get me like, well, I get the flu shot, but I don't get the COVID vaccine. You don't make no sense. when I make sense, they don't know how to handle it. Like, yeah, this thing is, first of all, if you ever have a permanent issue with the COVID vaccine, no one, you can't get repercussions. I'm not saying I will or people, but there have. They're trying to shut up anyone that's had any adverse effect from it at all. Not. It should be the other way around. You should say, hey, the vaccine is very safe, but there have been some issues. We've had people that have experienced this or that. Let us know. They're trying to shut up anyone that when a lady had, she'll never have a kid now. I don't know if she has one or not, but her menstrual cycle is so messed up, and it's from the vaccine. And when she's tried to find out if anyone else has had this, they shut them up. They block them. They ban them. They shadow ban. They're trying to make sure that they can't communicate about it. Like, why did they push very, very heavily to, like, publicize this vaccine with people getting all the photos and videos? Like, I think they believe that no one's going to, like, we need to get celebrity endorsements of this because no one's going to get it. Just like that Marine Corps sergeant that runs the Marine Corps hospital, that when he got the vaccine, there was nothing in the needle. It was so obvious that they didn't say he didn't get it. Yeah, they did. They said that, oh, well, when we did it, we realized it was too late to switch the needles, but he got it. Yeah, it was empty. And when it was backstage, we got another needle. Why didn't they get one? Oh, well, this is empty. Let's get another one. I look at it like this. If they really wanted to pretend like he got the vaccine, they could have done a way better job. But nope. It was so obvious, and they admitted, hey, well, there was nothing in the needle, but backstage we gave him one. Okay, if you believe they gave him a shot backstage, then let me tell you something, buddy. Let me see. It makes no sense. It does. This stuff makes no sense. And that's why people aren't getting the vaccine. Because nothing's adding up. So I don't know. We will have to see. And that's why, but like all these people, like we live in a free market society. You shouldn't, but so many people have this notion that, well, because the unvaccinated people are the reason why the vaccinated have to mask up. Don't think so. With most of the people, see, if you've had COVID, you're immune. There's no data to suggest that the COVID has changed so dramatically that you're not immune. Because if the COVID you got, if you're not immune from the vaccine, if you're not immune and you got COVID and you're susceptible after having the antibodies build up, then we got a problem. Because then the vaccine wouldn't do anything anyways, because they need to get you that booster, basically a different strain or whatever, however they do it with COVID. Because I know people that had so many problems with just the first shot, they wouldn't get the second, and major issues, and they're still having problems, and they're going to specialists. Like, yeah, I can barely use my arm. What the heck? But they can't get compensated because vaccines are not compensatable. It's not like a GlaxoSmithKline and the Zantac where there's going to be a class action lawsuit. Now, I think someone needs to take that up and say, if pharmaceuticals can be held liable for damages. Why can't vaccines? But that's the problem. You got Team Biden. They're trying to explain this crap. They can't keep explaining away this. Well, you're vaccinated, but you need to wear masks. The whole point of the vaccine was you get it and you don't have to social distance to do anything anymore. Now the same people are saying, oh, well, you need to mask up and all that stuff. Well, wait a minute here. Make up your mind. Do you need to vaccinate or don't you need to vaccinate? If you got to do everything that you did before you vaccinated, then what's the point of vaccination? Exclusive, Jim Jordan. He is coming out, and Biden is not running this country, but he needs to just surrender this, Matt, all this crap, and because it's the worst start to an administration in our history, but you have someone that had tons of stuff on the desk that he was just signing. Like I've said before, I didn't like the way Trump was doing some things. Why? Very simply. It's very simple, folks. It's only a matter of time before you don't like what they're doing. Because, hey, I support Trump and what he's passing, but I don't support Biden and what he's passing. He's doing it the same way Trump did, but... And what's going to happen is you're going to get Kamala Harris in there, and she's just going to... Okay, you got like 2 weeks to have... stuff on gun control to where we take away your Second Amendment right, or I'm going to executive order it. And that will instantly go to the Supreme Court, because I've had people say that, yeah, they could do that within, someone would have done that a long time ago. Like Obama, I think, would have really went after the Second Amendment, but that's never going to happen. I'm going to see that, because there's going to be a civil war the day that they actually try to take away your gun rights, because almost everyone I know that has guns is never going to hand them over, ever, never. But it is the worst start. But then when you see, like, people like, you know, like Dr. Fauci, and he's at, like, a hospital or whatever, and he's got, like, 25 masks on. But then you see him at, like, a baseball game, and he's sitting next to two people with no mask. People aren't buying this, because like when you go to Walmart in one city and in the same city, and this Walmart has only one entrance. What's so? Because you can only have a certain number of people in here, and we have to count how many people come in and go out, and da-da-da, and you can't do that with. Sure, you can. You have 500 people that can go into the store. Let's say you put 250 can go in this entrance and 250 can go in that entrance. What a concept. Well, we can't do that because, we have to limit the number of people that can come in and out. Well, okay, well, you can limit to two doors just by cutting the number in half. If you can only have 500 people in there, you put, yeah, only 500. So you keep a track to make sure no more than 500 people come in here. Well, then if you're that anal about it, then have two doors open with 250. You can't have more than 250 come in this entrance. I mean, come on. I mean, this is how bad it is. You got Governor Newsom that approves taxpayer-funded health benefits for elderly illegals. We're not going to help our vets or our own people, but people that are illegal are going to get benefits. Move to California and say I'm illegal and get medical done. I got to have dental work done. I always go to California and say, I'm illegal. I want to get my teeth fixed. You do it for free? Oh, yeah. And then you see a vet on the street, and like there was a photo I shared, and it had like a homeless vet sitting outside, and it had an illegal, can you come and move this guy? Yeah, there's some homeless dude in front of the hotel, and he's like screwing up my view, and it's an illegal telling the cops to have a veteran who fought for this country being moved. I mean, Biden did all they sucked up the Black Lives Matter and did all this campaigning and stuff to raise money to bail them out and do all this stuff, but where's the Biden administration? No, I'll go back. When Obama was showboating with Fidel Castro, where was the help? Where was the, okay, yeah, we'll open up some sanctions with you. You give your people freedom. Nope. You heard on Monday's program that interview from my neighbor that I grew up with as a kid that's a Cuban. What I think Americans need to step up and say, okay, we're going to do something. We're going to go over there and stand up for them. Anyone that's rich and's got money, let's get some funds, let's get some food and stuff, and let's send it over there. Let's help them out. Let's be, you know, it's time that we, the people, stand up. You know who's going to take back this country? We the people. You know who can help the Cubans? We the people. You know who can help us? Us. I don't mind helping the Cuban nation, the nation of Cuba, but what are you going to do for us? How are you going to give back? How are you going to pay it forward? I don't get it. Nothing makes sense in this world. And that's why people don't trust anything. When the vaccine was aware of this pandemic, and now they're advocating that if you're vaccinated, you have to still wear masks and social things, no one believes anything. There's problems in Cuba. Why didn't Obama do anything to make, okay, yeah, we'll open up. Yeah, we'll get rid of the embargo. But you have to 100% let your people be free. Nope. Nope. We need to have an embargo with China. But so many Democrats are in bed with them that never happened. I mean, if this doesn't explain it, nothing will. Ed Buck, a leading Democrat Party donor, was found guilty Tuesday on charges he injected gay men with methamphetamine in exchange for sex, leading to two deaths and other overdoses. Gee. Sound bright, Bart, but you ain't going to hear about it anywhere else because they're going to keep tight lids on that. Because, oh, if that was somebody associated with Trump, that'd be 24/7 front page news. But since it's a Democrat donor, nope. That's the problem. We're in a world where bad is good and good is bad. But ever since I've been a patriot, I'm mentally broken. I said so. I mean, this January 6th commission, I tell you, we're coming out. We know we're writing the script now. We're writing a plot of how they try to come and take away, because they're part of Trump's, because Trump is Hitler, and they're part of his. His third right. And cause I know this because I'm writing it, so I'm asking closely. And I'm telling you. And I know. So I'm asking closely. And I know I don't have a mask on, but you need to wear a mask. See, I'm immune from it because I'm asking closely. I can do that wrong. So I'm a politician. See, you need to sit down and remember it's rules for me. That's the thing. That's the problem. Everyone sees all these politicians say one thing and do something else. Oh, they can't make fun of billionaires. Well, they have to make fun of billionaires because they're all millionaires now. People are just tired of the BS. But they're tired of. They are. They hear a politician say one thing and do something else. They see all these people sit there, walk to the side of the stage with no mask on. They put the mask on. They take four steps to get behind the podium, take the mask right off. Hello, folks, and welcome. Really? Like, we just didn't see you just put on the mask like 2 seconds ago? We don't buy this bull crap. It's bull crap. My mother died. How dare you call it bull crap? You were insensitive. Where did I say that no one has died from COVID? But when they tell me to wear a mask, when politicians aren't doing it, when they're telling me to do stuff, when they're going whenever they want to, when Governor Newsom's doing whatever he wants to, but I have to stay locked down, it makes no sense. Because I hate when they try to push that, well, I knew someone that died from it. People have died from COVID, but I'm talking about the politicians flying and going and doing whatever they want to, but you need to stay home. Oh, these Texas Democrats on a plane, they're not masked up, they're not nothing. Yeah, three of them had COVID, but whatever, who cares? Who cares? Shut up and just get the vaccine. Be a good little boy. Be a good little Jew and get your vaccine. Welcome to Nuremberg, Germany. If you don't get the vaccine, you'll get a rice and shower. You'll end up burn. We'll just get a bunch of you and just burn you to death. Why not? That's what I think they need to do. Heck, we either do like mass killings if you don't get the vaccine. Is that what they want? Is that what these people that claim to support freedom and liberty? Because I swear they're just gonna put me in a acid shower and kill us all like they did in Germany because we refused to get the vaccine because it's rules for me, not for thee. If the vaccine is supposed to get us back to normal, then why aren't the people who have the vaccine back to normal? They're not. They're told to mask up. They're told to do all this bull crap that the vaccine was supposed to eliminate. The vaccine was supposed to eliminate social distancing, and vaccines were supposed to eliminate masks, and vaccines were supposed to eliminate everything that they were doing and locking down and getting us back to normal. And I'm talking about the vaccine. What I mean by that is if you're vaccinated, you should be able to do all this stuff like you did before. Me, I should be highly contagious and infectious, and I could potentially die from COVID. Even though it has less than a 1% death rate. No, that don't make no sense. They're telling all the people that are vaccinated to lock down and to do all the crap they were doing. And if at one time you're told that the whole point of the vaccine is once you're vaccinated, you'll be able to go back living a normal life. They didn't say back in the day that, well, yes, vaccines are good for the people that are vaccinated, but until everyone gets the vaccine, you're still going to have to be careful around unvaccinated people. You're still going to have to, you know, they never said that. But now they're pushing that. Like, yeah, well, now I think they're trying to push a narrative of, like, you can't go back to normal because he's not vaccinated. You need to go tattletale on your friend, and you need to get in his face, and you need to threaten him, whatever it takes, till he gets that damn vaccine. I don't care if you have to sit there and take a sledgehammer and knock him upside the head, and knock him unconscious, and give him the vaccine without him knowing it. You do whatever you have to. If you have to turn him in, call the cops, whatever. That's what I see. They're trying to get the public to look at the unvaccinated as the evil dangerous people that, oh, we could go back to normal if you're vaccinated, but since you're not, well, why didn't they, well, from day one, they said, oh, when you get the vaccine, you'll be able to go back to normal. They didn't say you had, everyone had to go back to normal only when the vaccine was in everyone. No, they didn't say that, well, everyone has to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal. They just said, if you're vaccinated, that'll get us back to normal. Like, the people that are vaccinated can go back to normal. They never had, they've, from day one, they have pushed this vaccine for some reason, like, no one trusts it. And what? They've never, it's never been, if this vaccine was so great, everyone would be vaccinated, you would, except for the very people that don't believe in vaccines, period. But from the beginning, two and two have never made sense when it comes to the vaccine or COVID in general. Like I've said, when you have three Walmarts in your store and they all have different rules about COVID and what you can and cannot do, one has both doors open, one has only one side open. Well, because, sir, we can only have a certain number of people in here, so this is so we can count and make sure that we have a certain number of people. So if you can only have 500 people in the store, why can't you have two sides open? You let 250 on this and 250 on that. And hardly anyone was going there. I don't think there were times when they had, like, the one door open. I don't think they even had a quarter of the people that could actually be in there. If they allowed 500 people, and there's probably only 75 in that whole damn store. But it don't make sense. Nothing has made sense from day one of this damn. Nothing. It's kind of like if you watched the news and they did a report on a fire in a house and all this stuff, and you were there. And you witness the whole thing, and what you see on TV, how they're reporting it, is nothing at all like what you actually physically saw with your own eyes. You're like questioning, wait a minute. I saw a guy set this house on fire. I saw him douse, I saw him dump 10 gallons of gasoline on this house and set it on fire with a match. I saw it with my own eyes. Why is the news saying that it was an electrical? It was an electrical that started it. What's going on here? Why are they saying that the fire department saying it's electrical and they saw and they can, and this electrical box, you know, two wires out and bang, and wait a minute, two and two and equal and four. That's what's going on with this whole COVID thing. Nothing has ever made sense. And now they're trying to get, like, people that are vaccinated to make you, like, turn him in for not being vaccinated. I might have to go to one of the, like, places where you can get the vaccine. How can I anonymously get it? I want the vaccine without no one knowing. I don't want to have the card. I don't want to have no one know if I have it or not. Just wonder what they would do. I don't, two and two don't, doesn't make no sense. And that's what we try to figure out. And what's funny is these states that, like, are, like, opening up and doing whatever, and they're having less problems than ones that are locking down. It's just hilarious. It's just, I don't get it. I understand, like, if you buy the mask crap, but when people, like, riding a motorcycle and doing things, they're like, okay, you're all by yourself in the middle of nowhere, how are you going to get the vaccine? You're not going to get the vaccine in the middle of nowhere, just like you're not going to get the COVID from the middle of nowhere. Don't make sense. Like, right before you poop, it don't make sense. But I got about 8 minutes left, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't, like, one day, I'm like, Varane to Manchester United, here we go. I'm like, are you, how, what? And, I mean, it's a turning of the guard. You know, to changing the guard, because we actually got one of Real Madrid's top players in a deal. Wow. I mean, there is talk, and I think I might have talked about this money, but there was a talk that he said, hey, I'm going for free next year, so good luck. If they make an offer, you better take it, because I'll go for it. You better get money for me now than later. And sold. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. The thing I have a problem with Ollie is he was a last-minute sub. He was, okay, come on in. We won the treble and the Champions League at the very end because he was a last-minute sub. But he doesn't want to sub people. I don't get it. I don't understand. Someone explain it to me. If you want to play a 4-3-3, that's fine. Whatever style of football you want to play, play the style of football that's you and make the players adapt. Don't say, well, I don't have the right kind of players to play the type of football I want to play on the pitch, you know. So, no. If you want to do the diamonds, then go ahead. If you want to do a 5-3-2-1, then go ahead. Whatever you want to do, do it. If you want to do the 4-3-3, you know, and then you have the goalie, of course. But, like, whatever you want to do, you know, however you want to set up your team, I don't like the... I want, like, if he's going to do a 4-3-3 or 5-3-2, whatever, do it. Pick it and do it. Or 4-3-2-1, whatever you want to do, do it. And stay with that. And have your players, okay, this is kind of like when we were kids. We had this fun game called Adapt. And my friend, ooh, what's Adapt? The adults did whatever they wanted to, and you just had to adapt. You know, they'll adapt to your system. But sometimes I feel like, well, he changes his formation too much. Okay, if you're going to do a 4-3-3 or 4-3-2-1 or 5-3-2, whatever you want to do, stay with that. I don't have the players to do the formation. Okay, this is how I'm doing it. You're going to play. There you go. You will learn. Now, if you're a right-footed right back, okay. If you're trying to put someone that's left-footed on the right side that they can't, okay, then you know, try to put them where their strengths are. Don't try to put someone that, hey, he's not good and he can't play in that position when you're trying to put him there and then complain, but, you know, but whatever formation you want to do, you need to do that and stay with that and stay consistent. I mean, I think, I don't, like, there's talk of us getting Trippier. I don't want him. We got Varane and we got Sancho, and if we get one or two more, if we get like one more or whatever, this is a decent transfer window. But there's two things. Either they're trying to kiss our butt because we want the Glazers gone, or maybe they see, hey, look at what Ollie did. And he kind of turned the team around and we didn't do much. So now we're going to, since we've given him what he wants, and now that he's done and we didn't give him a lot of what he wanted, now let's give him what he wants and let's see what he can do. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I hope for good things. I do. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think we got some good players, but I think we got to play Donny van de Beek. I mean, if he's going to pull out McFred, no. You know, we got to get some of these players gone, like Andreas Pereira should go. Phil Jones, I think there's a club that is kind of interested in him. Like, tell him he can be like an assistant no matter what. Like, he can be on the pitch, but, you know, get him gone. Have him go. Say, hey, If they're interested, get rid of them. They're interested, get rid of them. Yep, he's yours. We'll pay to have him. Congrats. I don't care. You want $1 million for Phil? We'll take it. Sold. Juan Mata, he's been a great servant to the club. He's a great servant, but he can't do it anymore, okay? You can play with your, you can play for your old teammate Wayne Rooney and play for Derby County. But that's where we're at, folks. I think it's going to be amazing to see what happens. If we get more or not. We need to get a good midfielder, and I think we'll be looking great. See, a lot of, like Chelsea, I think, can go almost with not many signings. I think that, but I don't think we could. We couldn't, you know. And we need to improve. It's been a good thing, because if Chelsea and them added players to improve, that would only make us even worse, because then we'd have to improve even more, because they're a great team. And when you have a great team and they improve and you're a decent team and you improve, wait a minute here. Lord help us. They're a great team and they got three great players. We're a decent team, but we got two good players. You know, they're not really doing that much and we are. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. I still think Ollie needs some people, some high-end under him. That's why I'm glad that there's a coach there now. That's going to help out with set pieces. That's not from United. It's not a legend. It has nothing to do with it. So it's going to be great to see that. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.